And I want him to come around. I appreciate him. I can look back yonder in that same spot every morning. I see that grin on his face. He's a soaking. He's a taking in. And I want to tell you, it blesses my heart. I want you to hear him gladly tonight. He's going to preach to us about 30 minutes. Amen, Brother Eddie. I love you. Appreciate you.
It is a privilege to be back. Can't meet. If you've missed any of the morning services, I tell you what, this morning there's a breeze blew through here. The sun was a shine.
Yes, sir.
Sweet. I shouted her out, and I ain't got a whole lot of voice left. We're going to do what we can. Best we can for him. I tell my boys, do your two B's. You do your best, whatever. Whatever you do in life, do your best. And
amen.
Ask God to bless it.
Amen.
That's scriptural. My what services, I challenge you, get you some CDs if you can't come. My, they got CDs available. And brother back there to my right will make you some DVDs. You can take them home. I tell you what, they'll help you. They'll help you. Ephesians chapter 6, if you have your Bibles. While you're turning, I do want to say I'm just a turtle on a post. Brother Tony said he is an old dirt clod, and that'll work. A turtle on a post, you'll get that down when you pass through town on the way home. I'll just enlighten a little bit while you're turning. You ever see a turtle on a post? Somebody put it there. It sure didn't get there no way, shape, or form by itself. We placed here. He sure has been good to me. Ephesians chapter 6, going to read one verse, if you can stand for the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. I'm interested in that little phrase, the wiles of the devil. Wiles. It's trickery.
Amen.
It means to lie wait for. You know, the book of Proverbs and the psalmist speaks many times of the snares,
yes,
and the traps for all our lives.
Amen.
That's been set for your children and for your families.
Amen,
and it also speaks when the master came by. Through those traps and those snares, that you wouldn't get trapped.
Amen.
And even better than that, the psalmist said he broke it so it couldn't be used on you again.
Amen.
I love that. My Paul told Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. There is a war going on.
Amen.
Like no other wars. And it's for the minds. For your hearts, I believe Philippians 4:7. The Bible says, keep your hearts and your minds through our Lord Jesus. That word keep there means to fortify, to build a garrison around, to build a fort around.
Amen.
How important that is. I'm afraid we're building a lot of things, but we're not building many spiritual walls around our children, around our grandchildren. You say, what do you mean? Well, we're outnumbered, seems like, don't it? We're surrounded by the wicked media. Say amen right there. You can't cut that one-eyed muster on without seeing the devil.
Right. Amen.
About the only little bit of truth you get is Fox News.
Yep.
I mean, it's anti-God. You know that 91% of all the actors in Hollywood and news media are anti-God. 91%, and the other 9% are scared. They won't say anything that they about God because they're so intimidated. Lose their jobs. We're in a mess. We're in a mess. Our government's in a mess. Our home's in a mess. Our churches is in a mess. I will say on the government side, one of those liberal Supreme Court justices announced he's going to be leaving real soon. That stands for everything that we're against. And abominations the Bible speaks of, he stands for it and voted for it. He votes for abortion, and he's the swing vote. What does that tell you? Church, it's time to pray.
Amen.
We can pray. We're one vote of Supreme Court justice away from overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you know that'll save millions of unborn babies? I believe the cure for cancer has already been aborted. The cure for Alzheimer's probably been aborted. You put all the aborted babies to work and they pay Social Security, that'd take care of that too.
Amen.
My, you think about that. Keep, there's a military term, as we said, dads, moms, grandparents, young people. There's a war raging. We've already been preached to this week from Daniel chapter 1. Old Nebuchadnezzar, who'd he go get? The morning services, great messages. He went and got the young folk.
Yes, sir.
He went and got the ones without spot and blemish. He went and got the king's youngins, those with royal blood. And I want to tell you, the devil ain't after that drunkard on the street. He done got him. He ain't after them young people that's done strung out on drugs. He's done got them. He ain't after those walking the streets of Charlotte, those prostitutes. He's done got them. You know who he wants? He wants these little ones. He wants your children. He wants those with royal blood, those saved, those living for Christ. They got a bullseye on them from hell. It's up to moms and dads. We better pray hell off of them. We better live the life of pleasing to God. Oh, my. Job, been preached on as well. The power of the hedge. Devil and Job had the conversation. You all know it. The devil told him, said, I can't touch old Job. Said, you have a hedge, a protective hedge around everything he has, around him, around his family, around all he possesses. I thank God for the hedge tonight. The power of the hedge is twofold, to keep the good in, to keep the evil out. You can pray a hedge through the blood of the Lamb of God around your children, around your grandchildren. When they choose to step out of the hedge, and some will. Oh, pray for mercy.
Amen.
Pray for grace. God, bring them back home. Oh, my. Story of Job. Pray for your pastors. And I know you do. I know these folk is 10 years as a youth pastor. I preached at most of your churches. I preached some of this message at some of your churches. Brother Jason preached some of this at his church several years ago. He said, I wish you'd pray you could preach it in every church in the county.
Amen.
I thought to myself, ain't no way. Well, we got a lot of churches represented here. God works in mysterious ways. Because I sure wanted to preach something else. I said, Lord, this ain't a camp meeting message. Lord, we've been a shouting and having a glory hallelujah time. Lord, I want to get in the glory patch. Lord brought me back here every time.
Amen.
Every time. Pray for your pastors, but most importantly, pray for their wives. Boy, I'm green in this thing. I started about preaching in 1990. Went to the Soviet Union when the walls came down in 92, I believe it was. Preached all over the Russia. Gave out thousands and thousands of Biblias all over the Soviet Union, Romania. I'm still green in this thing, but one thing I know, the men of God, when they get the armor prayed on and walking and trying to live right, Satan goes around them. He'll come around and attack that wife. He'll come around and attack those children. He'll attack those grandchildren, if you will. Pray as much as you pray for your pastors. Pray for their families. Oh, my. Well, we're headed somewhere, so just stay with us. I hope the light stays with us a little while. I know them boys pretty good at running the light. Maybe they'll fudge on me a little bit. Had good friends back there. I'll play you songs at the radio station, Brother Dusty. Give me another minute or two. Oh, my. A factory worker, if you will. They was having a bunch of stuff stolen at the factory. And they contacted the security guard and said, "We got stuff of getting gone here. I want you to search everybody on their way out." So he did. Here come old boy with a wheelbarrow. Bunch of junk in it. And the security guard had to look through all that junk. Didn't find nothing. He went on. Had a big line of waiting. Everybody didn't like that. And that went on. That went on a week past. They called the security guard and said, "We got a problem." Said, "Stuff's really getting gone. Check everybody really good." And he'd check that old boy with the wheelbarrow every time. Noted he's up to something. He'd tell by the look on his face. And he never could. Stuff was getting gone. So finally he told the old boy, he said, "I will not tell. I promise. I give you my word. I won't tell. But I got to know how you getting that stuff out of here. And I looked through that wheelbarrow and there ain't nothing in there but junk. How are you getting that? How are you doing it? I know it's you." And the old boy said, "You give me your word you won't tell." He said, "I won't." He said, "I'm stealing wheelbarrows." Now, I said all that to say this. Don't miss it. We miss the obvious of looking through the trash.
Amen.
And you know what the devil's after? He's after our children and our grandchildren. And I'm fixing to share some stuff with you. And I hope it'll turn you to God like you never have been turned. Because there's a war going on. I was preaching at a Bible club. About every Monday, me and Brother Allen shares, and a lot of pastors here doing our county. Thank God for our Bible clubs.
Yes,
and I prepared them fourth and fifth graders for the middle schools they're facing. I said, you're going to be facing drugs, alcohol, get you to look at immorality and things you shouldn't look at.
Yes, sir.
And I was preparing them for that. And a little old fourth grade girl hand went up and she said, "Preacher, they done offering me drugs." And a little old fifth grade girl said, "Yeah, they offered me drugs." And that's at our elementary schools right here in the Bible Belt. And I tell you right now, it's here.
Yes, sir.
And we're picking pawpaws, church.
Amen.
Wow. Almost 50% of church youth teens have tried marijuana. 50%. That's your youth groups. I said church teens. That ought to break our hearts.
Amen.
Almost 80% of church youth drink or have tried alcohol. 100,000 preteens, 10 to 12, get drunk every week. 100,000, 10 to 12 years old. 1,700 died binge drinking, doing drugs in college campuses every year. 1,700. Send them off to learn and they come back in a casket. 3.4 million teenagers are alcoholics. These are not numbers. These are real, real teenagers.
Amen.
They got moms and dads broken.
Yeah.
The brother deals with it much more than I. He sees it.
Yeah.
I'm going to plow real close to the corn here. Our children are being attacked and addicted by this.
Yes, sir.
Social media, games, there's a thing called gamers now. They play 24/7. The entertainment. Doctors recently diagnosed as a disorder and addiction they'll treat just as alcoholics. Those games are highly addictive. The world knows what they're doing. They're after our children. And I tell our church all they got to do in a few years is hit a cell tower. Lord, our young people won't know how to act. They can't communicate. They won't know what to do. They will be at all.
Yeah.
Average teen spends 9 hours a day. Games, Snapchat, social media, Instagram. 9 hours a day. My 12-year-old son said he goes to school with a boy that plays all day long when he's not in school. And then he gets up every 2 hours and plays in the night. 12 years old. By the time ages 8 through 12, average 6 hours a day. By the time they're 18, they spent anywhere from 5 to 7 years of their lives wasted. You can read the Bible through at pulpit rate in 70 hours.
Amen.
Just a tad over if you're a slow reader like me. Do the math.
Amen.
I tell mine he can play, but he's got to have equal time. Bible study and the Word of God. If he just does equal time, he'll read the New Testament 3 times in the entire Bible through in 2 weeks. Is that not amazing? Think of the generation of young people we'll have.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we're in a mess. But what's sad, it's a wheelbarrow. We don't even see it. We think, whoa. You know they got sidewalks in Germany now because they're getting so many hit, because they're walking right out in front of the cars. They got sidewalks, colored sidewalks, so they can stay on it while they're texting. I'm telling you, it's addictive. Look around. I'm at the doctor's office, and I look in there, and everybody in there is doing this. 20 people plus, and they're all doing that. Wow. Well, let's move on. That one across the pond went flop. That's all right. I'll keep a throwing. We'll get one to skip here directly. Almost 8,000 teens became sexually active today. Many scarred with STDs and many diseases. I said 8,000 teens, sexually active, average every day. Teens. Every day, over 11,000 teens are pregnant. Many of them are 13 and 14-year-olds. We're in a mess. All the right before our eyes, our homes, our churches, our pews. Wow, I could go on. I sifted through 3 pages just to get you those few, a quarter of a page for time's sake. If you'd read them all, it'd break your heart. It really would. Remember back in Genesis 3, 1 through 6, Satan was more subtle. Subtle.
Yes, sir.
He's slick. He's sneaky. He's conniving.
Yes, he
works around and you don't even see him coming. You put a frog in a pot of boiling water. You start it out real. You put it just warm. You put it on low, and then you put it on medium, put it on high. That frog won't jump out. He'll boil to death. Yeah. That's the way subtle is. Our adversary, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. A lion can be heard for 7 miles on a quiet night in Africa. I believe that because I hunt up here at Sugarloaf, top of Sugarloaf, back through there, and I can hear the train whistle down there at hidden out on a cloudy day. You imagine how that confuses its prey? But a lion also will take 2 hours sometimes to go a couple of feet because it's subtle. You'll never know it moves until it's got its prey. Roaring lion, 21 times more powerful than our strongest weightlifters. He's not to be reckoned with, but I'm glad I know one who is.
Amen.
Oh my. I'm glad I'm a turtle on a post because I know who put me there. Oh my. We think, well, this is not just for our younger people. Hey, adults. May I tell you that David was in his 50s and had a full-grown son, Absalom, when he was on the rooftop watching the first porn show? There's a church within driving distance. I've sat under this preacher. Been to his church, heard him. He said he got a call. His secretary said, your best deacon's out here, said something bad wrong. Said he's wailing in the altar. You come to church quick as you can. He's asking for you. My preacher friend went to his, said he, when he got out of his pickup, he could hear him wailing inside the church. He thought somebody had died in his family. He had a newborn and a wife. And he gets an altar, and when he finally could get his deacon to talk, he says, his best deacon. He said, what happened? He said, down there at the furniture factory, a young lady came and said I'd witnessed to her, asked her to come to church. I'd read my Bible at lunch. She'd come by, said she'd sit over there, but I'd read my Bible, and we'd just talk. Said she wanted to move, and she needed some help, so I offered my pickup truck. And you adults know what ended up happening. And he said, I hadn't been feeling good and losing a lot of weight, and I went to the, within driving distance, and I went to the doctor, and he said, I got AIDS. Within driving distance, all these fellows here know him well. And he said, I've no doubt give it to my wife and my little youngin. Because it's been going on for a while. Don't think we're too old. Don't think we're exempt. Don't think we're exempt. We're the ones got the targets on our backs.
Amen.
Some fatal friends out there. I preach that youth message, counterfeit friends. Had a good friend that picked me up. She's straight all the way through elementary school. We went to Wittenberg. My, she'd pick me up and take me to school. She didn't cuss. She didn't drink. She was in church every time the doors were open. Long blonde hair. And boy, we was protected of her from Wittenberg. We get to the high school. She says, I'm going to the prom across the river with some jock at one of the schools in Catawba County. I said, no, we don't know these people. We don't know this fella. We was a little protective of her. Some of my other buddies said the same thing. She went on to the prom. It'll be all right. He's used to having his way. He had his way and threw her out of the car and run over about five times, and they had to leave the casket closed. At her funeral. Hey, some fatal friends out there. You better watch who your youngins are with.
Amen.
You better watch. You don't turn them loose with no computer or cell phone. You might as well throw a rattlesnake in there with them. Preached at the high rise up Morganton area years ago. An old boy said, preacher, you tell it everywhere you go. And I said, I'll try. And he said he wanted to impress some boys. His dad had a lucrative business down toward Gastonia, and he was had several scouts looking at him to play college basketball. He was tall, and he said, my dad let me borrow the car, and I took it. Said, I wanted to impress them boys. I knew that was rough. They said, pull in here at this service station. I did. They said they want to get some smokes. He said, I heard shots. They run, got in. He said, my career's over. He said, preacher, tell them who they run with. Be careful about their friends. Just fulfilled a promise to a friend. I got down there and prayed with him in that little square that they put the trays in. Oh my, they some fatal friends. Trick. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:3, he said, Satan beguiled Eve. You know what beguiled is? It's where we get our word fishing lure from. And it means to trick them, to make them think they're getting something that they're not. Brother Steve, I have a visual. It's all right with your permission to use it. Been a youth pastor for 10 years. Boy, a visual will stick when nothing else does. It means to, it's where we get our word lure. Satan beguiled her. Right here. Give some of the secrets away. A storm. It's got scars all over it where them fish tried to get away. I got a 30-pound striper on the wall at the house, a 31, and turned a 27 loose here a while back. That does the trick. Listen. Y'all hear that? It's bright and shiny. Be careful things that's bright and shiny, but also what you listen to. You better be careful what you listen to. I want you to know, I was out in the bean patch this week, and we picked a bushel and a half or more beans. I mean, we picked some beans. Nothing I hate in the garden any worse when you get old than picking beans, because you can't get down there the first couple pickings. They're all down on the ground.
That's right.
But I put in redhead boy preached a good Tuesday.
Stacy Lane
preached on Psalm 65, down in the valley, there's corn in the valley. Oh, my word. We went through there shouting and picking them beans, and we just picked, and we picked some more, and we picked some more. Why? Because we had something good listening to it. He got done to put old Brother Steve Price in, and we picked some more. What you listen to makes a difference in your life. Your young people, you last them. If they're listening to rap and rock, the three main messages in rap and rock is drugs, alcohol, sex, and rebellion. I'll throw in one for added. And you know what they are? Tell them to write their lyrics of the song down. They say, boom, 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 boom. I like the beat. Say, that's fine. Just write the lyrics down. I guarantee you they write the lyrics down of them ungodly songs. Once they read it, once they see what it is, they'll want it out and throw it in the trash. I like the good old songs. Old Spafford wrote, the great, great old hymn.
Amen.
It is well with my soul. And four of his youngins, y'all know the story. Y'all know the story, but maybe you don't know who put the composed music was a fellow named Bliss. And when he was in a train wreck and it throwed his, he got throwed out. And his wife was pinned in. And he went and found her and the flames was a-coming. And she said, honey, leave. He wouldn't leave her. He held her hand. The bystanders were hollering, get out, get out. You can get out. You can get out. He held her hand and burnt to death, holding his wife's hand. That's the love of Christ. That's the love we have to have to walk wisely in a world of fools. The children, grandchildren, have to see that love in us. And that we can't give them what we ain't got. Oh, my. When they buried old Bliss, they had to use one casket because him and his wife, the heat. Melted their bodies together. I thank God for the old songs. It is well with my soul.
Yes,
I've been watching church after church fall to contemporary. Fall. Boy, I thank God for the old time songs. Boy, you can grab you an old time song, old Fanny Crosby song. You know the one's been birthed in the fire. You know those good old songs. Oh, my, they'll help you in the bean patch. They'll help you in the ICU. They'll help you when you're doing the things that you dread doing in life. You can do them with a smile.
Amen.
Oh, my. Let's get another. Oh, me. I'm going to run out of time. Sure as a world. Now, here's one of my favorites. I've caught some big, big bass on this. I mean, some largemouth. I got a 10-pounder plus and a 8.5, a bunch of 8-pounders. Now that thing, y'all can't see it back there, but that's a spinnerbait, and it looks like two little minnows. It's got a bright yellow and red head, red eyes. It's got little red things. Boy, if I was a fish, I'd bite that too. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you bite that? What do we say beguile was? Making you think you're getting something that you're not. It looks like something good. But you flip that bad boy upside down. Oh, that's what they're getting ready to get. That's what they're getting ready to get. I'm telling you, that's the way the devil does. He beguiles you. He's got you looking at the little things, and he's reaching out and getting our youngins and grand youngins in the church of the living God right off of our pews. Oh, my. This one is my grandpa's an old wooden rat. Boy, we'd go top water fishing at night. You wind this old wooden rat, and I put a leather tail on it. It leather ears. But he carved that out. And that thing goes across the water at night like a mouse. What's beguile? Make them think they're getting something they ain't. You throw that thing in there at night, whoa, oh, you got a big bass. And you do it at night. What's the Bible say over in 1 John? Men love the darkness and not the light because their deeds are. Be careful in the dark.
Amen.
Don't get alone in the dark. Boy, here's nothing. Brother Lockheed taught us up at West Sonora. He said, preachers, the devil's got a jest for every one of you. This is the big one. Yeah. This one comes by Brother Steve, Brother Jamie. Brother Rule's probably in his lifetime seen several of these swim by. He said, go ahead. Go on by. Not interested. Thank God. He's got, preachers, don't think we're exempt. He's got one for you. He's got a jest and a honey lips just for you. I'm running out of space. Wow. You know what he does with them after he catches them? I'm glad you asked. I'll show you if I can find it. It ain't pretty. First thing he does, puts them on a stringer. You know when you put them on a stringer, you run it right up through there? Yeah. And carries them out. I'm down on the river. I fish with my buddies. I growed up with them all my life. If there's a crowd of people, we don't want to know what we got on the stringer because you don't advertise. We just go like this. I just hold my hand up. What does that mean? I'm going to ask them if they caught any, and nobody else knows it. That's river slang, if you will. That's what he does. And then, hey, it ain't catch and release. Once he catches them youngins, it's like this. You know what that is? I filleted a mess of crappies. Old one of my members, JP, brought to me the other week. My, that's good. Filleted them bad boys. Scaled them scales off. But you know something? In my old age, I used to scale them when they was alive. And now it sort of bothers me in my old age. And now I like to wait and just let them flop till they're dead because that's cruel, you know? That's hard. I can imagine being skin alive. Don't you know the devil's doing that to our children, our grandchildren? Hey, he's going to skin them alive, y'all. He's going to skin them alive. He's going to put them on a stringer. He's going to skin them alive. What did the devil tell old Peter? Satan had desired to sift thee as wheat. I hope y'all remember this. Y'all hear that? That's what he's doing. He's sharpening his knife. He's got snares. He's got snares for each one of us. Worst, he's got them for our children and our grandchildren. Brother, if he can't get us, he's coming after our youngins. He's a sharpening her up. He's getting her ready. Oh, my. You know what else he does? I'm going to read you this first. I want you to turn with me. I'm about done. Proverbs, how I am. Oh, no, the yellow light's on. Come on, Dusty, I'll give you three songs. Give me a couple more minutes. Proverbs 5:22. Please, stay with me. I asked Brother Jax, where you at, son? I asked him to come help. Is that all right, Brother Steve? Yeah. Amen. I'm going to read you this. Brother, you can just stand right there. Okay. Proverbs 5:22, you got your Bibles? His own iniquity shall take. What does that mean? I looked it up. To catch in a net, to trap, or to capture. Brother Jamie, some of them good teachers up west of the north said they do word studies. Look it up. That's what it means. To trap in a net. Brother Steve's grandson, we use this to catch our live bait. Throw a net. Miss it. Y'all right? Good deal. Good job. That's what Satan wants to do. That's what he wants to do. To catch in a net. That's what take means. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. And he shall be holding to keep, restrain, not let go or release. He ain't getting away. Unless somebody sets him free. Yeah. What's got him? With the cords of his sins. Look at that. Cords, intertwined noose of ropes that shackle. Intertwined noose of ropes that shackle. What's got him shackled? His sins. What is that? Addictions. That's what we've been talking about. Alcohol, drugs, these new games. It's addicting our young people at this age. Cords, intertwined noose of ropes. Just happen to have one. A lot of little ropes. You can pull a little log out with these. I pulled a few out. They're strong because they got a lot of little ropes. Devil's making sure he don't get him away. See, he trapped him with them drugs, with them alcohol, with them games. But now he's making sure he ain't going nowhere. He intertwined. You all right? Maybe. Preaching this up Drexel Memorial years ago. I got my mic caught in the net. I like never got out. This is what he does. And you know what else he does? He advertises it. He advertises it. Come on, step on down one time. One more. All right, come across me if you can. That's what he does. I used to do my boys, but they're up 125. I said, I can't do that no more. I got Steve Dagenhart's grandson. Look what I done. Let's put it in the paper. Let's put it in the radio. Hey, I got his grandson. That's what the devil wants to advertise. All you preachers and Christians. I got the members down at Lebanon Baptist Church. I got the members. I got him. This is what he says. You all right back here? I used to run with him. You all right? All right. Brother, come up here and unshackle him. I'm about out of time. Yeah, I got just a little bit of time. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. I like to run through like I used to. I can't run with him anymore. But the devil will run with him. But you know what sets him free? I've lost my mic. You know what sets him free? John chapter 8, 31. We all know that Jesus sets him free. We know that. But we missed the first part. John 8, 31. Continue in my words. Oh, my. We got to continue in his words. Get them around the word of God. Lord, I seen little youngins just out of diapers this morning doing this. Help my heart. Got them around to good worship. The Son has set them free. They're free indeed. When old Saul and Jonathan, my, when they got defeated in battle, they cut their heads off. And what'd they do? They took it down. Whew. The place called Bethshem. It means house of ease. They hung them on the wall and advertised them. Philistine saying, this is easy. They hung the armor as trophies and Astaroth. That's the meaning, their superior god or chief. Boy, they messed up. What happened? Hey, some mighty men went after them and got them. It's going to take a mighty man to say, my son, hey, I tell you what, that I didn't mention it. That travel ball's a sweeping across our county. And I may lose some friends over it. But it hurts me. It grieves my heart to see lost little boys and girls out of church playing ball. They missing out on what God, a chance of being saved. Oh, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart for even if they are saved. I heard some say, preacher, they're saved. Well, they're just moms and dads showing them what's really important in life. Hey, if he's important to us, let's serve him lock, stock, and barrel. If he ain't, let's go to the house. I say he's important to us. I say, oh, what a Savior we got. Amen. He's worth serving. We need some mighty men, mighty women. Build some walls of prayer. Build some walls of prayer. I got the red light, so I got to hurry. About done, brother. That carrying got me out of breath. Satan ain't that way. It ain't catch and release, though. He's after your children, your grandchildren. And pray a hedge about them through the blood of the Lamb of God. I was a preaching a meeting. One of my boys is out of state. And it wasn't when he got hurt. I appreciate all the prayers from my son. But he is out of state. And it's a rainy night. And it's about 12 o'clock. And he's headed home out of state. And headlights on that old car wasn't no good. And I said, son, you can't. I said, you can't. You can't drive that. You've been up all day. You can't drive that. And I was worried about him. And he said, I'm coming home, Daddy. My phone, my battery's about dead on my phone. I said, oh, no. What'd you do, preacher? Well, it was about 11 o'clock. I knelt there beside my old bed. And I want you to know I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. I tell my church, I said, if I ever leave, get a man down there. Get a man down there and listen to him pray for 30 minutes. You won't have to ask him a question. You listen to a man pray for 30 minutes. You'll find out all you need to know about him. Now, I know we have to ask doctrinal questions, and that's good. But you'll find out what you need to know. Listen to him pray. I'm afraid this crowd ain't never prayed all night. About 5 o'clock in the morning, I got a text. He charged his phone up. He said, Daddy, I'm in state, so I'm going to make it home. Oh, my, I prayed all night, brother. My eyes were swell shut, and I was preaching a meeting for a preacher here in this church, here in this tabernacle right now. I was preaching a meeting. My eyes were swelled shut. I put ice on my eyes that day. Tried the cucumber thing, and my eyes were still about swelled shut. I had little peepholes I could see. My wife drove me to the church, and I said, "Honey, I ain't got nothing to give. I can't go preach." She said, "You get on in there and preach the word. You say His grace is sufficient. You get on in there and preach." And I did. And through our weakness, He is strong. You got to get weak, and He'll get mighty. Pray for them youngins. Pray a hedge about them. Don't forget your preacher. Oh, my, I'm just going to move my mess. I'm done, brother.